I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaskowski. Thanks for joining me again today for another edition of Creating the World's Best Client Experience podcast. This is the business edition of our very successful Tuesday flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You can hear us over on that show on every Tuesday morning. We come to you live with the best about business on Thursday mornings. And I always like to reference this show from two angles when it comes to the client experience. I always want to talk about how we can massively enhance customer value. And a lot of what we talk about today is going to be in that vein. Or I also want to highlight when I have guest experts like my guest today on how they help their clients get the best possible results. But we're going to take a little bit of a detour from that path today. And we're going to talk a little bit about how CEOs and business owners that are trying to scale their businesses, how they're able to do the things that they're really good at, like their zone of genius, like when they go do their thing, the thing they're really excited about, it's because they have the right support in their corner. And so my guest today is Haley Gernert, who is an expert online business manager. She's the author of the Virtual Life newsletter. And Haley and I actually got to meet because she is the online business manager of a friend and colleague of mine in the retreat space. And so she listens and follows our show. And I always love to get, it's even better when I can talk to a listener about our show. So thanks for joining me today.
So happy to have you. I love your show. I listen to it every week.
Thank you. But like I said, today we're not just talking about how we get clients' results, because in order for us as business owners, and I'm thinking about me as an example, and I have a very small team, but when I think about my OBM and my podcast manager and all of that, it's like I couldn't imagine trying to keep the balls in the air myself. And so it's really, really important, if you don't take anything else away from this episode, if you're listening, it's really important to understand not just when you need to get help, but how that help can best support you. And this is actually what we're going to be talking about today. So tell us first, though, Haley, if you don't mind, like how you got your start. I mean, you said you worked at a company for a while and then decided to go on your own. So you're kind of like the dream where you go to work the 9 to 5 to like setting your own schedule, right?
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I always say this is the business that I didn't mean to build. And yep. I am always saying, I'm just building the plane as I'm flying it. I'm always reinventing it. I'm always coming up with the digital world is always growing and evolving, and you just got to keep up, right? And so that's what I strive for. I started my business to reclaim my time and my energy. I spent years in a traditional admin and operations role, and I realized that I was really great at running behind the scenes and keeping operations smooth. I wanted more flexibility and creativity, and I wanted to make more of an impact. And so I also was becoming a mother and I wanted to be home. And so that's when I discovered the virtual world. And it was like a light bulb moment. I was like, oh, I could do both. And over time, I grew from square one to square 10. And I started as a VA and an assistant and an executive assistant. And then before I knew it, I was an online business manager because I just have the knack for learning and wanting to always do more. And now I find myself being a partner. And I find myself helping people strategize. And I love supporting business owners with systems and structure and how to make the behind the scenes execution so it keeps them in their zone of genius.
Yeah.
It's been a journey. It's a constant experimentation, constant learning, and constant leaning and pivoting. But it just really lights me up.
Well, but I feel like in business, it is always about pivoting and mm-hmm. you know, how you can adjust and how you can. I've been in business now in April of this year. I've been in business as an entrepreneur for 26 years, you know, officially. I actually had started before that, but like officially, that was like my official anniversary. And I can tell you, after all these years, it is really more about being flexible and resilient than it is about having the best idea in the room. Because as you know, the public, you know, the public's buying behavior changes, people's interests change. And we have, as business owners, we have to be able to listen to that. So in terms of like the structures and the systems and the things that you do to help your clients become successful, you said you sort of have a knack for that. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Say, I was the kid that organized her closet. You know, it's just who I am. And I found that in every role that I've ever had, I've always been pulled to organizing and making other people see how systems and processes and structure can make the overall production easier. And yeah. So I don't know. It's just something that I've always had enough for doing. And I think one of the things I love the most is when I can, and I'm going to say, train my clients to think differently when it comes to operations. And it just makes them be like, oh my goodness, if we do this in this procedure, it means that we can duplicate that procedure over and over again. And so it makes it so that they can't, anytime a new idea comes up, we can execute it even faster because we already have that system in place.
Yeah. And I can tell you, I've kind of fought that battle for a very long time because I built my business before there was an online space, back when all we had was in person, because my background is in the health and fitness industry. And for a long time, you know, there was no online space. There was no funnel. There was no like, you know, customer journey as far as that goes. It was like, we were still doing all the old fashioned business things. We were still having conversations. We were still setting appointments. We were still working with our clients, but it was just very different. So when you talk about being able to actually speed things up for people, this is really the benefit of having someone like you or someone with your skill set on board.
1,000 times, yes. I get excited when one of my clients says, I have an idea, because it just means I already know what to do.
Yeah.
Because we've gone through and we've structuredized how to do it. And so it's so funny. Erin, our mutual friend, she always says that Haley knows what to do before I even like have thought of it, right? Because that's what an OBM or VA, you know, that's the biggest benefit, is that they just, when you get to the point where you're synced, you can say you have an idea and they're already taking action.
Yeah.
And so that we can make that idea come to life that much faster and that much cleaner. And it just makes more of an impact in your business. Yeah.
Well, and I get that because my OBM is a lot like that too. And usually when I get an idea, she's the first one that I'll bounce it off of. I'll say, here's what I'm thinking. And then Stacy will come back to me and say, then I need this, and we need to think about this. And it's like, she's already thinking, to your point, like 3 steps ahead of me. And then that makes it easier for me to focus on what I can do, which is create the content and what we're actually going to sell. And then she makes it easier for me to actually be able to do that.
Absolutely. I love it when you get to a point when you're in your partnership where you have that, you know, you just that flow, because the business owner will have an idea or want to do something, right? And operationally, it's not good for them to sit here and think about, oh, there's these collection of tasks that have to happen to execute that, right? Because that takes up their mental space.
Yeah.
They need to focus on the goal or the event or the planning or the content or the sale. But they don't need to worry about the 20,000 things that have to happen to make that happen. And that's what an OBM or a VA, you know, that's what we're here for. We're here to think about all the things that you don't need to think about.
Yeah. So I want to kind of fast forward a little bit and talk about, I want to speak to people listening who maybe have tricky thoughts. Like, I just think about where I was like 10 years ago. And I think we sort of have this tricky thought that, well, that's not going to take that long. I'll just do it. Well, it's going to take me longer to train somebody to do it than it is for me to do it. And, you know, it's so hard for me to sit here when I'm at this point in my career and think, I really used to think that. And I used to really believe it because, you know, you think what something so easy as sending an email, I'll just do it. And it might still be easy for you to do it. But the problem is that that takes energy away from you being able to do what you are best suited to do in your business. And that is really what keeps so many small business owners stuck and just kind of on a perpetual hamster wheel, you know, of not being able to expand that program or offer that online option or be able to do the retreat or whatever else it is.
Could not agree more. And I will say that when you onboard an OBM or a VA, you're entering into a partnership. And with all good partnerships and all good relationships, there is work to be done before you get to that point, right? Oh. I am really lucky that I have really amazing clients and I've been working with them for years now because we're in that partnership. We've gotten to that place, that good, juicy place where we can do that easy flow of the idea and the execution, right? But they all started in the beginning, right? And when I onboard a client, I always give explicit expectation that, okay, at 30 days, this is what we're going to be at. At 60 days, this is what we're going to be at. 90, 120, because Rome was not built in a day. And there are some mental blocks and habit changes that have to come with that. But the result and what you get in the end is so powerful. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not going to say it's, you know, easy peasy, but it's definitely a partnership.
It's just like anything else. You don't build a business overnight. You know,
exactly.
You're building something that's like indicative of your life's work. It's like your baby. It's like your dream, right? And it takes time to put all those pieces in place. But if you stop and think about it, as the business owner, if you're trying to do all of it, you know, it might work for a little while in the short term because it worked for me in the short term. But you do get to a point and you sort of start to lose some steam and then things start falling in the cracks. And then you kind of you're not as inspired, right? And that's when I think you really have to have a hard conversation with yourself. And that's what happened with me, where I was just like, something's got to give. I've got to get some of these things off my plate. And I'm still a work in progress when it comes to that, because there are some things that I do not want to let go of. But thank goodness that the help that I have, because having them on my team just makes it that much easier. But it is a process. So I'm glad you mentioned that.
It's certainly a process. And I say this with the utmost honesty, sometimes it's not a good fit. So just like with any business partnership, sometimes it takes a couple of them to get to the one that works.
Totally.
And there's no shame in that whatsoever. There is enough work out here for all of us to participate. But I will say that, you know, if you are on the fence about onboarding a VA or an OBM, I think that one, talk to your friends who have one, because they're going to speak accolades over, you know, how much of an impact it is. And two, you know, try a couple ways out, you know, meet different ones or explore the avenue of how to get one in different ways, because there's a lot of different ways to onboard an OBM or a VA these days. And that's a whole conversation to itself, right? And just be patient with it, patient with the, trust the process too. Because I'll find when you meet that partner and the tone and the style and everything is within alignment, the onboarding is faster. You know, the communication is clearer. The expectations are met faster. So just like if you were to hire a real estate agent or a doctor, you might meet a few before you land on the one that fits. And don't be shy, because there's no shame in that. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I feel like for a lot of people, it is a very overwhelming idea when you start to think about systemizing things and getting things to where you're not in the weeds of your business all the time. I feel like that in of itself is a process with people. And so, you know, I'm glad that you talked about how not only do you have to trust the process, but I think you really have to work on being patient too.
Totally. And, you know, I always say that it always breaks my heart when I hear someone say, oh, I had a VA, it didn't work out. Like, you tried one. Like there's millions of us out here now, you know, there's got to be one that's going to fit you. And then when you get to that point and you're in alignment and you trust the process, oh, it's so worth the squeeze.
Yeah, I love that. So real quick before we move on, so just kind of sum up for me, if you will, in a few, you know, a few sentences, like why having critical support behind the scenes is the one thing that will actually help you grow your business?
Question. I could answer it in so many ways. But I would say that when you have people in your corner that are watching all the pieces of the puzzle, not only is there a mental clarity, right, that you can trust that things are not going to fall through the cracks, that hits you on a nervous system level where you don't feel like you're going to miss something. Mm-hmm. All the weight is not on you.
Yeah.
And there's going to be accountability on you as the business owner and leader. But when you get to that point and you have a team that is functioning really well, you will find that you can feel it in all aspects of your business.
Yeah.
You can feel it in all aspects of your life, because in all the ways that all the time you get back is worth every penny of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm glad you spoke to that, because at the end of the day, you know, we all talk about we start our business because we want freedom. You know, we start a business, we build a business, we build a movement, whatever you want to call it, because we want freedom. We want to do it our way. And it's not just calling the shots, but we want to put our vision, you know, in the path of how we live so that others can be on that path with us. And I think we really have to get over the thought that not only do we not have to do everything, but that we can actually, it can be fun. It can be fun and it can be easier. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy and fun because it won't. I mean, building a business is not easy, but it can be easier when you have people supporting you and helping you.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I love working. I get so vested in my clients' businesses and my clients' clients that I get so excited when I see them succeed.
Yeah.
Or I see them meet their goals or plan bigger dreams. Like, because I feel like I'm a part of it.
Yeah.
I'm not just the support, right?
Yeah.
I'm the people that, day to day, we're operationally talking about, you know, tasks and accountabilities and scheduling and all the admin stuff. Like, right.
Yeah.
Like we know what it all is, but I love it when we get to a level two where we get to share our personalities.
Yeah.
And we get to have that level so that it gains more trust. And it allows that, so we have more of a balance with work and life, because we're supporting each other on that level.
Yeah. I love that because, you know, you do have a vested interest. You know, when you've kind of got your hands in things probably more than a lot of the business owners do. I know that's the way I feel about Stacy. It's like, I feel like before I can even do something, I want to check with her first and just to make sure. And it's, I can tell you, you know, having had her for almost 6 years now, it's like, I can tell you that it's a huge weight off of my mind to know that I have someone like that behind me. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day, and what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled cellevate.com, which is cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
What's interesting too, one of the things that I encourage everybody, every business owner to do is, you know, collect testimonials and keep that conversation open as feedback for growth and improvement, but also for praising. Because one of the things that, you know, a little off topic that does happen when you have a digital support team is that, you know, because we're not in person, yeah, we have to be more mindful of our communication and our tone and our emojis,
right?
You know, because right, we want to make sure that we're being sensitive and considerate and kind. But one of the things that I love so much is collecting the testimonials. So that's a time for people to give me feedback. And one of the things that I love to hear from my clients is, you do all the things I don't need to think about.
Yeah.
And that is just great because they trust me and it feels good to be trusted as a partner, right? But on that note as well, it's just as a business owner, it's just really nice to have somebody you trust because you care so deeply about your business. To have a partner that cares just as much about your business is just, that's the gold.
Totally. Absolutely. So tell us real quick, what are some of the things that you're working on with some of your existing clients? Like, I mean, I just want people to hear, like, you're not just a one-trick pony. There's a lot of things that you do when you help your clients with their businesses.
Many things. It's so funny that you asked that, Allison, because I recently just had a thought, because I'm also the author of my newsletter, that I was thinking, I should write an article that's all the things I do that you don't know I do. Because when everybody thinks about the admin, they're like, oh, they do the inbox, they do the calendar, they do the payment tracking, they do the expense reporting. Like, yeah, those are obvious things. But gosh, what are all the other crazy things I do? And it's so funny because I was just writing down before we met, you know, all the things that I do. So one of the things that I have been recently doing a lot of is vetting other contractors on behalf of my clients.
Interesting. Okay.
Which is really... I really enjoy doing this because I know my clients so well now that when we say, oh, we need a graphic designer, oh, we need a this, or oh, we need a that, I go out and tap into my network of contractors and I source a couple that I think would be suitable. And then I meet them on behalf of my client and I already know, oh, you know, so-and-so is going to love this, so-and-so is not going to love this or that, or, you know, so vetting contractors and interviewing new teammates. Team members is one big thing that a lot of people don't realize that we do.
Right.
I think that there's also filling the gaps of all the little things, you know, all the building out the landing pages, sending out the email campaigns, tracking the click rates, sending, you know, doing all the reporting things. Like that's a heavy mind task that when our business owners, it's like they know they need these numbers, but oh my gosh, it's such a time suck to run the reports and then weed through the information. When I am really synced with my clients, I know what information they want out of those reports. So I can export the report and then I can like analyze what they want out of it without just like sending it to them and then having them have to like scan through copious amounts of data. Yeah. Right. So that's a big one. Yeah. And then some of the fun things that I get to do is, you know, doing swag. I love ordering swag for my clients and designing fun things and sending gifts and, you know, humanizing the digital world a bit by putting personality into their business.
We really need to do that more, actually. I think people are kind of, I know, more than fatigued with being online, but it really does take away from the beauty and the energy that you get from being in person. But I think we can make it as human as we possibly can.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, I think small things are... make a big impact. So, you know, one of the things I love to do for my clients always is be proactive, right? And so I love going to my client when I see something that I think that would interest them that they might want to know about, like maybe one of their clients' birthdays or one of their clients' life moments. Hey, did you know that so-and-so got married? Let's send them a gift.
Yeah.
Or, oh, hey, like, did you know so-and-so's leaving for a vacation? We should schedule that call with them before they go. So it's just that proactive awareness around their clients is really big too, because they might have 5, 10, 15 members in their roster. There's no way that they can stay on top of all of that. So as their OBM, I love to be on that surveillance of, you know, humanizing
Yeah.
The coaching containers and the memberships and things.
Yeah, and
like
it's, and it's also just giving extra touch points too, you know, which helps exactly. with like building more trust, and it leaves the client feeling like they've had a much deeper, better experience too.
It's nurturing the relationship. And yeah. that's what we need to get back to is I love nurturing my relationship with my clients in doing small ways of like, oh, I know that, you know, so-and-so is going to really like it if I see that they have 20,000 calls scheduled today. Maybe I should confirm everybody, you know, kind of like those little things to make their day-to-day easier.
Totally.
But then also, I like to be mindful in every communication I have with their clients and being professional, but kind, you know. And if I remember something about a client, I always like to include that in the conversation. So it does, it feels unique and it feels warm. But it also feels like we're all just badasses out here working yeah. in a professional field.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, you know, I think for every business owner that has like the big idea that is the visionary type, you know, they need someone like you with your skill set, like in their corner, like handling these things behind the scenes too.
And there's so many of us out here.
Yeah.
And
I know.
One other thing, I've been my origin story, you know, is that, of course, yes, I've been in traditional admin roles my entire working life. And when I moved to the digital world, it was really easy to keep quiet in my own little corner yeah. and just have my little client that I do my work with. But something turned in 2025 for myself, as I think it did for a lot of people, that I realized there's a huge virtual world out there that's growing every day, and I want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And so
totally.
I,
my, that's for sure.
No. And my 2025 goal for myself was networking. And I just hit the deck running this year. And I have met some of the coolest contractors across yeah. the world doing yeah. so many things. I even started an interview series in my newsletter because I want to share there's so many ways that you can work in the virtual world as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as a contractor. But on the other side of that is like a pair, right? Like there's somebody that's going to need that. And so one of the great things too about having an OBM is our network. So we have a network of contractors that we can pull from when we need extra support for a campaign, an event, yeah. an idea, right? So kind of go back to the question of like, what are the things that I'm working on? I'm working on building up my network too. So when my client says, hey, we need to do this. And I'm like, I'm pretty good about staying in my lane of knowing what I'm good at and not good at. And there are certain things I'm not good
yeah,
at. Totally. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I
yeah.
know people now that I can say, let me contact some people and bring them in. And so I love doing that for my clients too.
Yeah. And this is so important. This is something that I work with my clients on too, when they're building the hybrid model, which is what my specialty mm-hmm. is in. And it's a big piece of that is communicating and talking to people, and not just getting to know people. It is a little bit of that, but it's more about, you know, identifying like who would be good strategic partners for you and who are good people for you to know in your network, so that when you have a client, like what you said, that says, hey, we need a photographer, you know, or I'm looking for a chef, or I'm looking for a social media person or whatever. It's like, you've got people in your network and you can do that. And it just makes your role like that much bigger and that much more important too.
Kind of goes back to your recent podcast on collaboration.
Yeah.
Which I loved.
Do's and don'ts.
And I loved it so much. But that's the thing is like, there's enough work out here for everybody.
Exactly.
There's enough of us to go around. Like, let's all build each other up. Let's all collaborate. Let's all share.
And there's a right and a wrong way to go about it too. It's yeah. kind of like what I talked about in the episode. It's like you want to establish a relationship first before you start mm-hmm. pitching yourself or you start asking someone to work with you. It's like, that's what we did back in the 90s when I started, when there was no online space. It was like, you had to talk to people right off the bat, because at the end of the day, this will never go out of style. This is never going to become a trend. People will keep buying from people they know, like, and trust.
And they will keep referring to people they like and trust.
It's going to make your business work better. Yeah.
I completely agree.
Yeah, 100%. So what's your best piece of advice? Last question before we wrap up. What's your best piece of advice for people listening? Maybe they're on the fence. Maybe they're wondering if this is something they can afford or if this is something they're ready for. You know, I know that's kind of where my mindset was several years ago. So what can you say that would help people listening?
Start small and start where you are. Mm-hmm. You don't need to overhaul your entire business in one day. I recommend just taking a really close look at what is draining your time and energy and imagine what better could look like. And then from there, choose one area to focus on and simplify or delegate. You know, maybe it's your calendar, maybe it's your inbox, maybe it's how you're onboarding people. Like what's the pain point?
Yeah.
And put it down, on paper or put it down somewhere and just for a minute, think about how could it be better?
Yeah.
And then go from there. Like what is the small moves that you could say like this would make it better? I think that people get overloaded when they feel like they need to, you know, remodel the whole house. Like, in due time.
Yeah.
Like, let's just start with one thing that would make your
day
better.
And I do think that that's a thought that a lot of business owners struggle with is that they just see the monstrosity of it, you know, or they see that this is such a big task. And it is easy to get overwhelmed. It's very easy to get overwhelmed. But that's all the more reason why you need someone to support you.
And, you know, I think that a lot of people put a lot of pressure on if you hire support, you know, you got to make use of the support and you got to stick with it. And it, like in your mind, you've already committed to this long-term partnership, right? And that can feel draining.
Yep.
And so one of the things that kind of goes with the start small, start where you are, is when you find an OBM that you'd like to maybe, you know, enter into a partnership with, start small retainer. Start with a 1 month, let's just meet a couple times and just talk about things. Don't worry about, you're not signing, you know, your life away. I love it. One of the things that I'm doing now for myself, and I'm really excited about this, and I do want to tell your listeners that I have something I'd like to share with them, is I've been doing full support OBM work for 5 years now, and I love it. But one of the things I'm realizing for myself is that I'm really good at coming in and sharing how things could be better. But people might not be able to keep me for months and months and years, right? They just need someone to come in and help.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you think about hiring help, don't think about the only option is ongoing support.
Yeah.
Like, think about hiring someone that's just going to come in and do a sprint. Someone that's just going to come in and help you focus on that one small thing and get it cleaned up. And then when it's done, move on.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you brought that up because I feel like for people listening, that's a really important thing to keep in mind that, you know, to meet you where you are. And sadly, I think there are a lot of VAs and people providing support where it's kind of a one size fits all. But what you're saying is it doesn't have to be like that, which I love. So I just think there need to be more people that adopt that mindset because not everybody's going to have the same needs.
Absolutely. I just finished up a operations audit with a client that I worked with for 60 days. And she said, you did more in 60 days than I've done in 6 months.
Yeah.
But I helped her build a system that she can sustain. I don't need to keep helping her. Like I was able to come in, clean out the closet, put in some new systems, and she's going to sustain it on her own. And I, you know, she can always reach back out, you know, if something, if she needs help with more. Or we can move on to the next system and start doing something else. Like, so I want people to know that there is flexibility out there.
I love that. Yeah. Really, really, really good stuff. So how can people connect with you?
Well, my website is ready. I'm so excited. I don't know if it's ever ready. Everything can always be better, but I'm very excited to release that my website is now live. So I'll be able to provide that for you in the show notes. And I also would love for anybody to follow along on my newsletter. I'm really excited about finding my voice in the newsletter. And my audience is entrepreneurs and business owners, you know, kind of. And in my newsletter, I talk a lot about what does an OBM do? What's the impact we make? And, you know, the do's and the don'ts. And you know, and I like to bring a little humor to it, too, because... You know, we need to lighten it up a bit.
Right. So your newsletter is called The Virtual Life. Okay. And where's the best place that people can find that? On your website?
TheVirtualLife.com.
TheVirtualLife.com is your website. So everybody, please take note. If you want to connect with Haley, that's the best place to find her and read all about all the work that you're doing. Thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really an honor. I love your podcast. And I love all that you stand for. I'm kind of a fangirl, and I'm so excited to meet you in person.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate you saying that. So, all right, folks, you heard it right from Haley. If you would like to learn more about, if you're at the point in your business where you're looking for a little support, whether it's a few hours here and there, or whether you need to farm out a task, please feel free to connect with Haley. You can find her website in the show notes, thevirtuallife.com. You can subscribe to her newsletter. You can follow her along on her socials. I know she's on Facebook and she's also on LinkedIn. So you can find all of that in the show notes. And on that note, if you know someone in your world who you think needs to hear this, if you have a friend who's a business owner who's kind of struggling to keep their head above water, or they're just busy in the weeds or whatever, then please feel free to copy the link to this episode and send it to them as a gift from me, or you can come over to my site at www.theallisonk.com. That's one L, allisonk.com, and just hit the connect button. It's in the upper right-hand corner, and just write to me and we'll take care of it for you if you'll tell us where you want it to go. This is how we've been able to build such an amazing audience, and one of the reasons why I tell people why I love doing my podcast is because I have such a fantastic audience. I have great guests, but I love my audience. You guys are the best. We've been on the air for 6 years, and we've been able to do that and do it very well because of you. So just know that we are grateful for all of you, whether you're listening to me today for the first time or you've been following me for any length of time. That's what I got for you this week on the show, folks. Creating the world's best client experiences. We will see you next time. Bye.